Have you ever felt pulled in a million directions, trying to be everything to everyone? Or maybe you found yourself clinging to something that no longer serves you, feeling guilty about letting go? If so, you are not alone. So today, let's talk about making life adjustments without the weight of guilt.
No matter how dark the night is, the sun always rises. No matter how hard life gets, keep moving forward. You never know what amazing things are waiting just around the corner. No story is too rough and no journey is too tough. Join us on Stretch Street to be inspired by the stories of people who have been through it all and come out stronger. Stretch Street Podcast. Stretching without snapping.
Hello and welcome back to Stretch Street Podcast. It's been a while, I know. And I'm super excited to be back. Yes, even though you can't see my face this time around. Yes, because I am making such a huge adjustment, which is actually leading to what I would like to share with you today. And as you listen to me, listen objectively and get what is yours from what I'm saying. And I'm not sharing this so that you can do it, but well, not just so that you can do it. It's more like, I just feel like it's liberating. It's liberating for me. And there just might be somebody who needs to listen to this to be liberated as well, which is why I am sharing it today. So today I'll be talking about making life adjustments without the guilt. Why is it okay to shift gears, to scale back, to embrace change, to do things the opposite way that you've been doing it? Case in point, you see, I started this podcast a couple of years back, and it started as audio only at the beginning, and then I switched on to video, and then there is just this huge boom in the podcasting industry where everyone and anyone, you know, began to do sweet videos, which is really good. Honestly, those videos are amazing. And to be fair, I just felt like, you know what, I didn't quite get there. But that's not even the reason that, you know, I stopped. One of the reasons I did this is because in the season that I'm in right now, there's just a lot on my table. But at the end of the day, I do not want to stop podcasting. No. So this is my resolve. This is how I am choosing to navigate this season. My own challenges in this season, this is how I'm choosing to navigate it. I mean, we've all been there. You juggling a million things, a demanding job, family commitment, social life, and maybe even a side hustle, you know. Seriously, it is easy to feel overwhelmed and stretched out. And to be honest, I felt that way recently. Of course, if you followed me over time, you would know that this is not the first time I'm saying this. So it means that it's life. It's just life. And it's in cycles. It comes and it goes. There are times that, you know, you're able to juggle a lot of things, but there's a time in your life that it feels like, you know what? No. It's just too much. And in those times that you feel like it's too much, it is okay to just let go and just chill without dropping the bar completely, without losing the focus and the fire and the passion. So when I started to feel a little bit overwhelmed and just felt like maybe I am doing too much, I had to sit myself down and question myself like, okay, EJ, come. Ejiro, you know how when your parents, when they call your full name, you know you're in trouble. Yes, sometimes when we want to speak to ourselves, well, let me speak for myself. When I want to speak to myself, I call my full name. Well, not my full name, still at least now I have like the shorter version, right? Because Ejiro is the shorter version, is the short version of Ejiro Gene, and EJ is the shorter version of Ejiro, right? But you know, I just say, Ejiro, come sit down, let's talk, right? Why did you start to podcast in the first place? And you know, by the time I carried out that reflection, I realized that at the end of the day, the goal for me was to be that channel through which people can see and experience other people's lives through the stories that they share, with the goal of inspiring them or staying inspired or staying reminded that you are not alone in that challenge. You are not alone in that horrible experience. Oh, you're not even alone in that enjoyment. Yes, not only you, but come. You're not the only one enjoying. You're not the only one having a good time. I am not also the only one having a bad time. And so when I curate these stories and I speak to real people with real stories, with real challenges that they've gone through, and they've learned life lessons, valuable life lessons that they can share with us, it gives me fulfillment because I know that, okay, this is what I set out to do. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So when I started to feel overwhelmed, like, okay, what exactly is going on here? I realized like, yes, I have a lot on my table at the moment. And if I don't want to completely shut this down, what can happen in that stead? And I thought, at the end of the day, podcasting originally was audio, right? Yes. Now there's a trend. It's a trend now. And everyone is doing it on video and it's so good. Sometimes it makes you jealous. Like, oh my God, why can't my video be that great? It's not because there are not video editors out there who can do that. But honestly, I am not making money from my podcast, right? And so I can't pour in more resources into it because I have other things that I need my resources for. And I didn't set out the podcast in the first place to monetize it or to make money off of it. But as podcasting opened up doors for me, absolutely. As podcasting made money for me, absolutely, right? And so I had to come back to the center of it and come back to my why. And this is my resolve, that coming back to audio only podcast would keep me doing what I set out to do in the first place, but also will relieve me of some work that I'm putting in into having to record video, edit the video, and all of those things. Sometimes, you know, the hardest part for me sometimes is just putting on makeup. I don't want to show up on fresh, right? So putting on makeup is a lot of work. But anyways, let me share with you why it is important to remember that it is okay to redefine what success means to you. It is okay to scale down when you feel like you are being choked up. Maybe what you're measuring your success by, maybe you want to reconsider that, right? Because it is beyond the numbers. The numbers are great. I'm still looking out for the numbers. Don't get me wrong. But again, this is a season in my life that I had to just reconsider. And I'm just sharing this with you to probably take some time out to consider as well. You might be under pressure right now. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now. You might be feeling tired and at the verge of giving up when you have no business at all giving up, just because you're taking on more than you can handle in this season. Emphasis on season. It doesn't mean that in the next 3 months, I would not be back in a place where I'm able to focus again and say, okay, yeah, we can go back on video editing now. It doesn't mean that in the next 3 months, I wouldn't be able to say, okay, I think I can now afford a team that would help with all the production. Do you see what I'm saying? So let me share a little bit with you practical tips that can help you when you're feeling guilty because you made a life decision that feels or that seem like you're regressing. Because I know that I've thought about it, and so that's why I'm even sharing it as well. This is me just thinking to myself like, this feels like I am going backwards. We started from just audio. We came to video and I'm going back to audio, right? It feels like I am going back. But I had to talk to myself, am I really going back? What was the point in the first place, right? So some of the things that can help you when you're feeling that guilt because you have to make a life decision, I need you to remember that it doesn't make you a failure, that you took a step back, that you reconsidered your commitment does not make you a failure. So I want to encourage you to embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You are doing your best. You know it though. And sometimes you are the only one who knows it. Other people might not be able to understand, right? Other people might judge you for it, but it's okay. You know where you are at. You know what you're currently facing, all right? So embrace self-compassion. Be compassionate to yourself, okay? So I'm being kind to myself. And I'm like, you know what? This is what I can handle at this moment. I'm going to do it. Also, you need to redefine success. What does success truly mean for you? You know, what truly matters to you? Case in point, for me, what matters is that my voice is still being used. What matters is that I'm still sharing stories. What matters is that people can still search for my podcast and see fresh episodes, whether it is video or audio. I want to continue, right? So that's what is important to me. And can I handle that? Yes, I can. And that's why I'm doing that exactly. Then set boundaries. Set boundaries. Boundaries also help with cutting down the overwhelm so that you don't even get to the point where you're taking up too much in the first place, right? So say no. Say no. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Trust me. I'm still a work in progress in that regard. Sometimes I already say yes, like I say yes without thinking about it before I realize, I shouldn't have done that. And now I'm learning to like, okay, it's all right to say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said yes. I am sorry. I would like to say no now. But it's more about working on myself to not even say yes in the first place. But yes, set boundaries and it's okay to say no and not feel guilty about it. Another thing is to focus on the positive side of things. What are you gaining from this change? What is the good part of this? For me, the good part is that I still get to podcast. I still get to put out content. I still get to speak with people across the world. I still get to interview people across the world. And that is what is important. Yes, I've scaled down, taking away the visuals, but people can still hear me. And that's what is important for me, right? And finally, what I want to share today is celebrate the wins. Yes, I may have scaled down on visuals, but my podcast remains and my podcast keeps going. I know so many people in their hundreds that we started podcasting together around the same time. They are nowhere to be found today. And so I'm grateful. I'm not like castigating them or anything, but when I look at that, I am grateful and I'm celebrating my wins that I'm still here. I know I've taken several breaks in between, but I always come back to it, right? And I always try to do what works for me per time. And so this is just me encouraging you, really. Remember that making adjustment is a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness. So don't continue to beat yourself up. It's about creating space for new opportunities and experiences. So please, let go. Just let that guilt rest. Eh? Divorce that guilt. Let it be. Let it go its own way. And embrace the change for the season that you're in. Right? So that, you know, you can be happy with yourself and sleep well at night because you're doing exactly what you want to do. So that's my message for you today. I hope you found some value. I hope you got value from this episode. If you did, please click on that share button right now. Share with somebody who needs to listen to this. Share with somebody that you know that is currently feeling overwhelmed. This might just help them rethink their situation and make the adjustments that they need to make to help them get their peace of mind back. And if that's you that I'm talking to, thank you for listening. Please do think about it and make the adjustment without feeling guilty. And if you'd like to talk to me about it, please send me an email to stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. Let's talk about it. I love it when I receive emails from my listeners or my community members. It gladdens my heart. All right. So if you want to speak about that overwhelm, remember, I'm a coach as well. so I could help, you know, with coaching you through the process. So please just reach out to me via email and talk to me about it. And maybe we can possibly jump on a Zoom call or something and just have a quick session. Even if it's 15 minutes, I believe it's going to help you. All right. Yes. Thank you for tuning in today. I will be back fully next week with guests. Today it's just me in the studio. Next week I'll be back with guests, of course, on audio only. I'm going to miss you. But of course, I'm still out there. I am always live every Monday on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and on Instagram, usually. But guys, guess what? My Instagram account got hacked. All right, so I've had to start afresh. And for some reason, Instagram is not letting me go live. So please, if you have a solution or you know what the issue might be, please reach out and help a sister. Okay, so if you still want to see my face, I'm still out there. I still create content. I still go live every Monday with my co-host on Your Voice, Your Impact on YouTube, on LinkedIn, and on Facebook or Instagram. All right, so you can join me there. But for Stretch Street Podcast, we are audio only now. And I would love to hear back from you if you've got any kind of feedback for me. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope this episode has empowered you to make life adjustments without guilt. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Share your experience with me on socials. I am now Global Energetic EJ on Instagram, and you can also look for Stretch Street Podcast on Instagram and tag me on some of the things that you would like to share concerning this topic on socials. Let us, you know, make other people learn from this episode. And if you're doing that, use the hashtag adjust without guilt, right? Let's make that trend, adjust without guilt. And also, don't forget to subscribe to this channel that you're listening from. And if you're watching on YouTube, I know you're not looking at my face right now. I miss you too. But please click on that subscribe button and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, please give us a 5-star rating. It would really help more people listen to the podcast. Today, before I leave you, I challenge you to take one small step towards making a life adjustment today. Maybe it is saying no to a commitment, or spending more time on self-care, or redefining what success means to you. Whatever it is, just remember that every small change brings you closer to a life that you love. And that's the goal. We want to love our lives. I'm currently loving my current phase, and I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. All right? I'll see you. Well, I'll speak to you next week. Bye.